This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey everybody, SAG-AFTRA has just released their guidelines for podcasters, and they've asked that we do not cover struck content, which is films, TV shows, and for us, that means things like Ahsoka, Star Wars Rebels. So, in solidarity with the artists, SAG-AFTRA, and the writers at WGA, we will not be covering those things on our podcast. We will not be releasing our Ahsoka episodes until the strike is done. We've already recorded many of our Star Wars Rebels rewatch episodes. We're going to be holding on to those till after the strike is over. For now, our podcast is going to focus on Star Wars books, Star Wars comics, Star Wars video games, which is not struck content. And not to worry, there's plenty of Star Wars out there that isn't on the screen that maybe a lot of you guys are missing. So please stick with us. Please keep listening. Please enjoy. We stand in solidarity with the artists. We believe that they deserve to get better residuals and protections against AI, and for their work of bringing us all the things that we've loved. These shows, these series, these movies that we've watched and enjoyed our entire lives. So thank you for listening. If you're looking for more ways to help, head over to the SAG-AFTRA website or the WGA website. I know there's lots of ways to get involved. They have lots of FAQs for influencers, podcasters, journalists, non-union members, all kinds of different things out there, that ways that you can get involved and stand up for the artists. Thank you guys so much for listening, and may the force be with you.
And welcome to the Rogue Rebels. I can't do that part.
Podcast!
I am one of your hosts, Lizzie Perales. I am with my awesome Jedi dad, Sal Perales.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hey, I'm just here to podcast. Hey, I'm podcasting over here.
Mm-hmm,
about
mm-hmm.
to.
In New York.
I'm starting a podcast over here.
Now it's sounding less New York and more old person.
What if it's an old person? Hey, I'm podcasting over here. Yeah. Is it possible to learn this power? Not from a Jedi. Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Dad? Because it's definitely not an old person.
It's not an old person who took over the Senate and became Supreme Chancellor and removed restrictions so that he could keep power beyond his elected term and then turned it into an empire?
Afra could be New Yorker.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Dr. Afra. The audio original written by Sarah Kuhn and, like, with a full cast. You know, it was an audiobook. They've put it out in printed form since. Del Rey has. That's a sentence if you put it back in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great story about Dr. Afra. And I'm also going to touch on the, like, Darth Vader comics. Because the Dr. Afra, like, it basically is, like, those kind of events. But it's, like, narrated by Dr. Afra. So. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk an audio thing, and then it's going to be...
You know what the last audio thing that was good?
Was it the Battle of Jeddah?
No.
Yeah, it was.
That I have listened to?
Oh, I don't know. How many have you listened to?
Like, 4.
Oh, okay. What was it?
I guess it's not audio dramas, like audio books, I guess.
Oh, those are just books.
Yeah, okay.
But audio form.
Audio drama-wise, 2. This one and Dooku.
Ah, yeah, okay, those are 2, yeah.
Unless you count the, like, what's it called? The one from a certain point of view, The very last one. I feel like that's an audio drama in itself. Just that's that one fair, story.
Because, like, the Will stories at the end of the From a Certain Point of Views are two voice actors in a two-character skit, wonderfully written by Tom Engelberger, usually. Always. The recent one just came out, from a certain point of view, Return of the Jedi, and it was yes. Ah. So yeah, I guess let's get into Dr. Aphra stuff. For those who don't know, Dr. Aphra is a super awesome character. She's kind of like a...
she's part of those jibbities.
Droid track, like she's a droid technician. It's like she builds things, but she's also like she's a rogue archaeologist.
Yes.
But she's also really good with tech and building things and fixing things. And like in her introduction into the Star Wars canon in the Darth Vader comics, which this Dr. Aphra audio original is sort of like based upon, it's like a lot of that and her coming on Darth Vader's radar and like them and their adventures together, which is wonderful.
And her trauma. She got a lot of trauma and dad issues and mom issues and love issues. And she has a doctorate.
She does.
Like, she does.
She does.
Yeah.
She is a doctor. And I didn't realize this at the time because when these comics came out, well, I guess because I'm going off of like the comics. So like when the comics came out, I didn't know she came from a family of doctors. She has a family of learned doctors. Because I did not realize she was...
Mom is the first doctor.
No, her dad, I think.
No, my mom.
Oh, your mom.
Yes.
Our family
doctors. I can't really have a doctorate.
Apparently you can, because we went to your graduation and there was like two doctors.
In culinary.
Oh, is that what that was?
No, they were, like, I think there were doctorates two people and, like, or doctorates. Bachelors
and stuff. I was like, does that mean...
Yeah. I don't know. Well, my school is weird. Okay. But anyway...
Well, I suppose, I don't know. I'm not sure. Can we even give a synopsis of this? And then
like
get into
a summary?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of did.
Okay.
So.
I'm listening.
Cool Aphra character who tries to, like, push away all of her feelings that she thinks are disgusting and weak by.
Like you have a focus here.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have a focus here.
Yes, I do. I love her brain because it works a lot like my brain. Yeah. You know what's really bad is when I can relate to really, really well to Aphra and its cat.
Well,
those are like, they're two great characters, but like they're the worst people to be like, if you were to be like, oh, what Star Wars character you like? Like that's like if you were like Darth Vader. Maul. Like, those are two characters that you probably shouldn't answer that question with, but, like, you have to because it's the truth. I'm not saying mine is Darth Maul and, like, Vader, but I'm like,
those are...
I would say you're Voss, but, like, you're not as, like, hippie as Voss. I'd say you're Kanan, honestly. If anything, Kanan.
Fair.
I'm
trying to think of like somebody else if it wasn't Kanan.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of another father figure that's not... Because I couldn't be Father Doza. He's a little too business.
Yeah.
Like, in charge of stuff.
You're not a Kaz's dad.
I'm not Kaz's jerk dad. I'm not Ulrich... No. Is it Ulrich Ren?
You're not Jabba.
Oh, he's a dad.
Okay. You're not really Jango.
I'm not Owen.
Owen's
no. Well, maybe I am. I do feel like, look, just get those droids out there to the South Ridge by noon, or they'll be hell to pay.
Those lines are something else.
Owen, he's just got so much of his father in him. That's what I'm afraid of.
What about if you were the father?
Oh, my children are killing each other, and that's sort of okay.
So weird. I'm still mad about that question. I hope you're listening. I doubt it, but the person that made the like trivia quiz, like the entrance exam to the trivia quiz.
Oh, I sent you the like, oh, just in case, like, if you're curious, there's like a, like at Dragon Con, there's a Star Wars trivia thing. And every now, like every year they post the like qualifying questions online. And it's like, if you score above 28 or whatever the number is, like you would qualify to like go to the next level or round or whatever. And like, it seems like they always put it together for fun. And I always just try just to like mess around with it. I don't usually qualify because I'm pretty good. But then every time, like...
I was three off.
One time, I was on a trivia thing and I, like, on a, like, live stream. And it was, like, I was going against people I knew. And I was like, oh, ho, ho, ho. I know all the things. And then I went against somebody else. And it was like, oh, I have to try. Like, because they knew a little bit more. And then
it was... Wasn't it Steel? Because Steel knows the locations of places, but no.
No, it wasn't Steel, but it was like a, like, I forgot who the first one was, but I was just like walking all over them. And then the second person was Hawes, and Hawes like knew some stuff. And I was like, oh no, I have to think and like try and not like wait. And then the next one was Alex from Star Wars Explained. And then he was just like, the father. And I was like, the father. So I was like,
No, I'm but sorry. There was one question on the trivia, like, entrance exam, and it was like, who died in, like, everybody. Oh, no, who survived? No, yeah, no, it was like, who died in, like, the episode of this, and it was, like, the father, the daughter, the son.
All of the above.
Man, I wanted to put the daughter so bad, because I wasn't sure.
She died.
I know if she died.
She totally
but, like,
died.
She, like, reincarnated as an owl. Think she,
well, maybe, but, like,
Ahsoka literally died. Calls her name.
No, she calls them, the owl's name's Morai.
Isn't that not her name?
Her name's the daughter.
Oh, I guess they don't have, like, a nickname. That's totally the daughter, though.
It's very similar. But the daughter dies and, like,
gives life to Ahsoka. Yeah, but, Ahsoka. Like... Okay.
I feel like we're getting off this topic.
Well, I know, but like, I was just saying, like, I wasn't sure if I was going to put all of the above, and they were going to be like, ha! Well, actually, technically...
She lived because her life essence continued into a life. Yeah. Or something.
And then... I was scared to put at the daughter, and then they were going to be like, no, because her physical body died. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to put all of the above, and they can fight me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I was, like, looking at it like a doctor, and I was like, she was pronounced dead at, like, 3:23, and Ahsoka live.
Anyway, so Aphra, so back to how I relate to Aphra and Iskat. But anyway, so Aphra has a lot of feelings, but she doesn't like to present those feelings, and she likes to look for a lot of, like, approval from these higher-ups like Vader, because Vader is, like, this, you know, she kind of treats Vader like a father figure, but like not really, because she wants his approval constantly, but she like doesn't say that she wants his approval. She's just like, well, I can use this to my advantage. I definitely don't need this guy's approval, guys. But then, so like, she's making this whole, it's almost like a diary, but like she just talks about her life to us, the audience, which is kind of cool. But then like throughout the thing, which I noticed I caught really fast, she like kind of is like, you wouldn't want to hear this. And then like, she's like, but that's because of you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a second, who are you talking to? I think I know who you're talking to. We'll get that later. But so anyway, so like that happens, and she just goes on these like kind of side missions for Vader. Mm-hmm.
She ends up working for Vader.
Yeah. She works for Vader, which is kind of cool.
Which she's excited about it. Big opportunity.
Yeah.
High rate of job death.
Yeah. That's like higher than like working in a kitchen.
Yeah.
My culinary people laugh at that. Anyway. So yeah, I mean, that's what she does, and she does that, and it's cool. And then, what does she do? She has two awesome droids.
Yeah. She finds murder droids.
Yes.
They end up joining her on
her
adventures.
She finds the essence of murder droid.
Basically, working for Darth Vader is a big risk, and through all of their adventures together, eventually the risk is too great that she ends up running from Darth Vader, and Darth Vader kills her. And then she's like...
She's dead.
And then I...
Definitely.
That's the time that I died.
Definitely.
I definitely dead. Died this time.
She's so funny, though. Mm-hmm. Like... Yeah.
She's definitely one of my favorite characters. And, like, out of the like, I don't want to say new canon, because it's, like, not new 2015 anymore.
Yeah.
Canon is now 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the... When the new canon was starting, and she was one of the first, like, new characters introduced in the comics, I don't want to say it, like, could have gone either way for her, but it was like, oh, who's this person? Oh, he's like... It's like, the cover, you know, they do all these comic book solicitations. So the issue is Darth Vader number 3. And it's an issue of, like, her on the front of the cover. You know, and, like, everybody was like, oh, like, who is this character? You know, da-da-da-da. Like, what is this, like, thing? Like, because, you know, we don't know the comic. And then once she was introduced to the fandom, you know what? I don't even speak for the fandom. But I will say that I was like, oh, like, she's actually really interesting. She's funny. She's glib. She's sarcastic. She's very witty. And it's
I would say she's a lot like Han Solo, but, like, the, like, bad guy side of Darth... Darth Solo.
I think, Solo. Like, similar. I almost feel like she's, in, like, she the best way to understand her, she's, like, an evil Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's Belloc.
Yeah.
Instead of Indiana Jones. So, like, and so much so that in her own comic series, I really like the opening scene where, like, it's the guy escaping the thing. And instead of her, it being her, she's the guy that kills the guy and takes the thing. Like, it's
yeah.
perfect. That's, like, such a Dr. Aphra thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's basically the comic and also, that's basically the audiobook. And interdispersed with that, the diary is really her talking to Sana, who is, like, the person that she, like, cares about and loves and, like, is unrequited.
Yes, she's part of los GBTs.
Mm-hmm.
Los LGBTQ plus.
Yes. And Sana... Oh, you were asking me before about Sana and Han?
Yeah.
So when Sana was introduced...
Which, like, bisexual queen.
Yeah. When Sana was introduced in Star Wars comics, she was introduced as Sana Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she introduced herself. She, you know, it kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
you know,
I read like part of that, but like, I don't remember.
You know how,
like,
comics go? Like, they go and they land on the place, and then they're like, what? I can't believe, like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Sana Solo. Get away from my husband, Leia. And, like, that's like how she's introduced, and that's how the comic ends. So for a month, you're like, oh!
There was.
Because that's how comics
go. There's
are.
Like a TikTok that, like, account. And he does, like, I guess he's done a lot of comics or something. I don't know. But someone, like, people ask him questions and they're like, so what if I want, like, a comic bubble, like, of someone talking, but it's a mix of them, like, screaming and then getting low and then, like, getting really anxious and then, like, screaming again. And so he'll, like, draw it out for them what the bubble would look like. And, like, it's, I don't know. Hmm. That was interesting.
Lettering?
I guess so. Yeah,
that's part of it.
So, like, you know how a regular bubble is just like
comic book
circle,
people?
But if someone's yelling, it's like spiky.
Yeah.
So kind of like he like modifies those and is like, this is how it would look, and like be if they were like screaming, but then they're like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's lettering, but now I'm not so sure.
I don't know, but I thought it was cool.
So right. Yeah, a lot of the comic like takes place during the events of that I first read them in the Darth Vader. Kieran Gillen run in 2015 that's like 25 issues and also includes Vader Down and then also includes a little bit of Rebel Jail from the Star Wars series 2015. And it's like really, really cool stuff. Like I said, like we've given you the basic gist of it, but I guess let's just talk about it. So Dr. Aphra
mm-hmm.
and all her like insanity. Oh yeah, look, the droids, 000 and BT-1. Like, so some people are like kind of tired of snarky droids. I guess, or I don't know, like, you know, I really enjoy the droids, and I think that they, I kind of thought, like, back when I was reading the Vader comics, Vader, to me, like, he can't, sometimes he's not, most of the time, he's not interesting by himself,
mm-hmm.
because he's just, like, this guy who, like, shows up and kills things and then disappears, and he's, like, Darth Vader, and that's it. But like when you have a Dr. Aphra playing off him and there's murder droids that are all funny and laughing and making jokes and blowing things up, like suddenly the comic is like they add a lot of fun into the comic series.
Yeah.
So for me, like it was, and then also like the comics, of course, the comics focus on Vader. So like the Dr. Aphra stuff is all from her point of view. There's a lot of stuff that's missing in the comics, which is, I mean, I guess it's not missing because it's like her story. It's not really important. But like in the Vader comics, like there are these, like the Emperor is training these, not training, but like he has these backups for Vader. And one of them is like this very like General Grievous type cyborg guy. And then like one of them, they're like these two twins that have like, they don't have the Force, but they have like Force-like cybernetics, like little jetpacks in their feet that they can do Force-like things. And like, there's like a bunch of different things. And then like throughout the series, Vader like kills all of these people.
I think you told me to read that part or something.
I think maybe I used to read these to you at for bedtime.
But I just I think I remember reading it because I think that was because it was leading into Aphra or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is boring. I don't care about Vader. Because I remember Vader, they, like, a whole, like, Star Destroyer tried to go against Vader or betray Vader something. And they, like, blasted him out into space, but his boots have, like, magnetics. So he just magnetic onto the ship and then killed a bunch of people and ships and...
That, like, sounds right, but I don't remember that specific one. There's one that I really remember, and it's not in these comics. It's in a book called Lords of the Sith. And, like,
oh, I remember he, that one.
Like, flies his V-Wing into the ship and then gets out of it onto their ship and then kills everybody on board. And then they're, like, listening on the radio because they're like, he's coming to the cockpit. Oh, no, he's here. And then all they hear is, like, they're like, who's coming? Who killed you? And he's like... And you're like, this dude is so dramatic. But anyway, Dr. Aphra. I first of all, like, I really like the, it's an audio original. So it's like full cast acting. And like, I guess if I had any gripe, I guess it would be the little like Boba Fett that just sounds like a regular dude. Like, it doesn't, it's not like Boba Fett that we, you know, on the star left me to die on the sons of Tatooine. You know, it's not like New Zealand Boba Fett. It's just like, I'm Boba Fett. I'm a cool guy in a helmet. Mm-hmm. But Emily Wu Zeller, who does Dr. Aphra, really, really great.
Yeah,
she's... Really good voice. Really, like, great energy to giving a voice to Dr. Aphra, who's a character that I've read about for, like, 3 or 4 years until I finally, like, got to hear her. So I really liked her kind of right away. Yeah, like, all the voice cast is great, even the Boba Fett, but I just, like, am like, oh, y'all just went with, like, I'm just a Boba Fett guy.
They did Luke dirty in this scene.
I'm just a Boba. I'm just a Boba Fett.
Also, I wanted to point out, it's not here right now, but when Dad gave me, like, the
graphic novel?
Yeah, graphic novel of Aphra, and the first one... We're not going to talk about this one. We're talking about the book, but, like, I was just saying, like, I saw in the beginning of the comic, it shows, like, kind of, like, the, what's it called?
The crawl?
Yeah, the crawl.
Okay.
And it was, like, it is an era of opportunity.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, it is an era of opportunity. And I was, like, wait, huh? And then I was, like, there's a typo. There's a typo. I felt like when I first learned, like, just any basic English, and, like, whenever I would see a typo in a book, I'm like, oh, Dad, do you remember when I would try to show you any typo I found in a book?
Sounds like you.
Because I did that for, it was in the BFG. There was one in there, and I was like, Dad. And then I thought there was one in one.
You should be a copy editor. Let me call Del Rey.
Anyway, so... Mm-hmm. But yeah, the story.
Okay. Like, what did, do you, do any parts, like, so the, all of the, like.
All of Sana.
All of the flashbacks and all of the, her, like, talking to Sana, all of that, none of that's in the comics. Like, so I knew all this. They'd be like, I was running and then Darth Vader came. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that page. Yeah. I remember what happened. Like, so I was able to picture a lot of the story. And I don't know if you were, but then all the, like, Sana stuff, a lot of the, like, that they're back in school, back in their,
university
academy days or whatever it's called, university days. They not, not, I don't know if you know this. Do you know Sana comes from, like, her clan of people? Like, they're very learned and very, like, they go back quite a bit in the Hynestia region.
You have told me.
Okay.
But you can tell the audience.
Well, you know, some of you guys may have heard of the High Republic, which is something that I'm super into these days. And in a lot in Phase 1, there are these characters. There's one called Avon Staros, and she's like the child of a senator named Gira Staros, who's like the senator of the Hynestia region. But Avon is like a scientist. Like, a, you know, she's a kid, but she's like going to school, and she's like very into science and all this stuff. So her adventures involve her like kind of helping some of her Jedi friends. And peeps and, like, you know, outsmarting the Nile and things like that. So it's, like, really cool to, like, go back and see. And then there was recently a series. Sana Staros got a miniseries. It's a 5-issue miniseries. It's called Family Matters, I think. And it's, like, or Family Ties, I'm not sure. But it's like, Sana Staros, and she sort of goes back home and, like, deals with her family and stuff. And it's actually, like, really, really cool. It's a short series, so you might want to check it out. I don't know. I don't know if you, like, Sana, because it doesn't have Aphra in it. It's like all Sana and her family.
I mean, I like Sana, but like I need Aphra with Sana.
Okay, it's not that. I need just keep going with that. Keep going with Dr. Aphra.
Okay.
So yeah. So Aphra and Vader, how do you think that, like, how did that playoff work for you? Like,
it was just her having dad issues. That's all I saw.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and even then, like, that's what she talked about a lot, which she was like, I thought was funny because she was like, yeah, my dad did this, but anyway, delete the recording. But I liked, you know, obviously I liked the story and what, like you said, like pretty much the comics of what happens, but I liked knowing about her background and like why she is the way she is, and like her relationship with her dad, because you know, knowing her relationship with her dad and how she perceives it and how she talks about it in the audio drama versus when I was reading that first graphic novel that you gave me, where it's her and her dad.
Right.
Spoiler. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Because then the dad talks about his perspective and the dad talks about, like, how important it is for him to do all these things and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I mean, it's just basic of, like, what the kid remembers, what the parent remembers, what the parent was trying to do, what the kid literally cannot perceive because they're a kid.
I thought it was more interesting, like, the stuff with her and her mom. And I guess it's a little different because the mom isn't there to speak.
Yeah, that's what I was herself, like.
But, like, it seems like she has a lot of anger towards her mom. And just, like, the idea of, like,
I think she just has kind, like, of anger with both of them.
Yeah, but the idea is, like, you tried to do these things and, like, make it safe and do these things, and it was so boring, and then, like, we died anyway. So, like, what was the point? And there's, like, a lot of weird blame that goes on there. But then it's also, like, very interesting to where, like, her outlook on life is, like, nothing is safe. Nowhere is ever, like, we just do the best we can and we, like, make it work. You know? And she's sort of, like, she goes down a similar path to her father, like, being a scientist and archaeologist and studying these ancient texts. But she also, like, whereas her father is a person who studies these things somewhat, like, you could say, like, obsessively and not really for profit. Like, it's almost like Indiana Jones. His dad was obsessed with the Grail. And then he was, like, I mean, he was a professor. I don't know. Like, but the way that Aphra looks at it is she's, like, able to monetize this stuff and, like, make a living off of this. And then her dad is, like, going nowhere and, like, research. Like, she the way that she looks at him is, like, he's obsessed with these, like, bygone civilizations and these things that, like, don't exist. And, like, he doesn't make it. He doesn't do anything. All he does is just read his stupid books and look at his old pieces of paper or whatever. I just thought that was, like, really interesting. That they, like, they're on a similar path. but like she sees herself as so much different, further away from him than I think she is.
Yeah. I did think like the whole mom thing was interesting because she even goes on to talk about like Padme, because later she like goes on this whole thing like kind of like figuring out Vader and not how to blackmail him, but like kind of just like keep herself more interesting to him.
Well, she's always trying to keep some sort of trump card or like whatever. Yeah. She's always trying to keep whatever she can to like use.
So she goes and finds the person that like buried like
kind of. So like her first mission with Vader is she's helping him like build a secret battle droid army. So they go back to Geonosis. Then that's with the awful Boba Fett thing, Boba Fett is able to figure out the name of the kid who blew up the Death Star.
What the heck, Boba, for trusting this person?
This is all A New Hope. This is all after A New Hope. So, like, the idea of at least in the comic series, it was like, Vader is at his lowest and has been beaten and must redeem himself in the eyes of the Emperor. So you're like, wait, why was he oh, yeah, because he got blown up and the Death Star got blown up and he was, like, out in space when he, you know. But
I watched Robot Chicken. I know what happened.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, him and Max Rebo. Mm-hmm. You got the full story on both. Mm-hmm. But there's a new Max Rebo story in from a certain... Okay.
I don't want to talk about Max Rebo anymore.
You don't like his new... You don't like his official physiology?
I, like, blocked it from my brain, but I just know that I don't like it. And I never want to see it again.
That's unfair.
It's like when you go through, like, a really tough trauma you just, like, erase it from your head.
You need
forever.
To learn to accept people for what they are. Hashtag rebooty.
What'd you say?
Hashtag rebooty.
Rebooty?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Rebooty. Mm-hmm. It's canon. Check Twitter.
That's not canon. You mean X?
Well, no, I don't. His mama named him Twitter. I'm going to call him Twitter. let's see. So, like, yeah, and then Darth Vader ends up, like, once Darth Vader finds out Skywalker is the name, he starts trying to unravel the mystery, right? Which, like, in the Vader comics is all focused on Vader, but in Aphra's comics is like, he's sending me on these weird missions to Naboo to some guy who was, like, a mortician, and he's trying to figure out who prepared Nabe.
Padme.
Padme's body, and, like, about the kids, and, you know, they, like, torture the poor guy, and, like, I think it's real, like, the way that I see it, it's like, they torture the guy, and they're like, just confirm what we know. She had a son, and, like, you know, the funeral was staged to look like she and her baby died. And he was like, you know, finally, like, yes, she had a son. And then he gets killed by the murder droids.
Yeah.
But what I thought was really cool when I read the comic was like, oh, dude, he won. Like, they already knew that he had a son, and he took to his grit, like he was able to win and get killed and not tell them about the daughter.
That's true.
Whether or not he knew, because I was also like, he might not know. He just, all he knew was that she wasn't pregnant when they brought the body to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, she had the kids in space over on that asteroid.
Yeah. You know? Do you remember that trivia question? What was it? It wasn't mining, and it wasn't
Polis Massa.
Okay.
It was mining.
Was it mining? It wasn't.
Dang it. Did I fail that trivia question again?
I think I put like archaeology or something. I thought it was mining. Geology. I don't know.
Dang it. Man. That means that next year I'm not going to qualify. on Polis Massa, like, they have she has the two kids. So in theory, they brought Naboo Padme.
Yeah, which one was the one that died in replacement of Padme?
Naboo Padme. They brought Padme to Naboo after she had given birth, after she died, and the mortician, of course, staged the thing. But maybe he didn't know. But, like, in my head, I think it's kind of cool that he did receive... Like, there's a part where it plays a holo of the last message she sent him saying, like, hey, I'm doing a thing that might be kind of risky. You serve my family, and if I don't make it out of this, you know, let...
My thing is, like, she knew. Like, you know,
she knew. She knew was... the thing is also is, like, was she sending these weekly? Because she was always going on adventures.
Just in case I die.
I'm going to search for one of my handmaidens on Batuu. In case I don't make it. Here. I would like to be prepared. Thank you for serving my family.
He just gets it all the time, so now he's like, okay, he's yes.
Like, I totally will. I'm like, after you sent the first message, I am prepared. Mm-hmm. I have my, like, Padme ingredients ready. I don't know how morticians work.
Okay.
I am not a doctor. I'm sorry to tell you, audience, that I am not a doctor of archaeology or anything else or culinary drama.
I don't even know how you got culinary into mortician work.
I was just thinking about your graduation, and there was two, like, doctors.
Okay.
And I kept going, wait, what? But quietly. Wait, what?
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, no, but then, like, she watches, Aphra watches that recording, and then it's, like, mad at her mom again, and is like, see what happens when you try to be safe? See what happens? Mm-hmm. See?
That girl tried to be
safe. See when you tried to, like, care for people? Sucks.
She should have been a good queen and strong, and he was like, which, no, like, she was strong. and then he died.
Which was an interesting thing, because, like, that's kind of how I was with Padme. Like, thinking, because I'm still like that. I'm like, you knew you were going to, like, get hurt. You knew that your husband killed a bunch of, like,
fighting for her planet since she was 12,
innocent
dude.
People. She didn't fight at all, bro.
She fought in a war.
No, I meant she didn't fight her husband at all.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that she didn't fight in the war, like, anything. She's not weak. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But then when it's her husband, she's like, it's okay to kill me. It's okay. I'm just pregnant. It's all right.
Do you think she could have stopped him? Like, what would it...
She couldn't have not gone, you know?
Out. Yeah, she could have not gone. That's true. She was trying to stop him, I feel.
Yeah, but, like, once your husband goes a little too far,
yeah,
killing a bunch of people, even his best bud, I mean, that she, you know that your best bud also for
she
life...
She didn't kill him.
He's like, hey, like, look at these recordings.
Yeah.
And she's like... No. Nah.
Obi-Wan did what he usually does. Left Anakin wrecked on a planet all alone.
That's what they should have done. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. But I don't think she could have stopped him.
I do what I want.
Like, I think she tried to stop him. She couldn't stop him fighting.
I know.
The only way that she could have stopped
him
was with words. And she didn't succeed, obviously. But yeah. She did try.
Obviously. But obviously. Anyway. what I was trying to say is, like, I was a lot, when I first heard Aphra talk about it, I was like, yeah, yeah. And then she got into more detail and I was like, oh, well,
hold on. No.
Like, she's, you're right. But, like, she was trying her best to, like, try to stop him, but also, like, yeah, shut up, Aphra, please. Mm. And then, like, the whole, like, loyalty that guy had was nice. And I was like, mm-hmm. Nice, very cute.
I like, there's so many stories now about, like, Padme and her people and, like, all the E.K. Johnson books. It's really cool to see, like, little things like this that tie into the effect that she had on her people and her planet. Which is, like, weird, because now they're, like, chancellors from their planet. But I don't feel like Chancellor Palpatine goes back home and there are people like, oh, as you served my family, thank you so much for all the things you've done in the Senate for us. I don't think that happens. Never read a book about it in any case.
Mm. But, yeah, so that happens. Kind of cool. Not cool. You know. Okay.
You familiar with Vader Down?
Is that the one where they're just beating him up?
It's the book. So basically, this is the part that starts where...
No, that's like when Because, like, that's the during the part where Aphra's fighting Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're on the same planet. But he's on the other side of the planet. Not, like, really. But, like, farther away.
Right.
And he's, like, there. And they all try to shoot at him. And Leia kind of tries to fight him or something. And, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they get the... Remember when
I think my favorite fight with Vader and someone else is with Kira. Because that was kind of really cool.
Oh, yeah. No, that was...
Anyway, continue.
No, just the Vader... Like, before we get to the Vader down stuff, I guess, like, she sort of has, like, the run-in where she's trying to track down... She's tracking down credits so they can build, like, a little army. So she takes, like, the bounty hunters. You know, it's like Bossk and then random other people, which includes this dude named Beebox, who's, like, a real short, like, Mandalorian-looking...
Like, Beebox and Rocksteady?
Dude. Beebox and Rocksteady. Which makes me laugh. I don't know why. Like, in the comic, you, like, I'm sure she described him as, like, a short little guy, but, like, look, I'm showing you a panel right now, that's him. I don't know what you pictured.
He's just a short king.
But he looks like a teeny Mando.
Short king.
And, like, he's just funny. And this is the introduction of Black Krrsantan.
Yeah.
First time we see him in the...
And then she also connects with him trauma-wise.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
And they're like besties, but like, you know, like kind of like distant besties where they're like besties.
Well, they end
but
up
not...
becoming really good besties by the time we roll around to Afro Comics, but that's later in the timeline. But actually, in the Darth Vader comics, he's introduced as one of Jabba's like top bounty hunters.
Hmm.
So Vader's like, I need your top two. And he's like, all right, I got these fools. And it's like Boba and Black Krrsantan. And he's like, Boba, you go find out who killed this person. And like, Black Krrsantan, you go find out, you know, this other guy, this agent, like, you know. And he like sort of sends them both on little jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I like that. I like the relationship that builds between Black Krrsantan and Aphra. And then I like much better in the Dr. Aphra series, the comics, where like, he's a regular character, you know.
Yeah.
Darth Vader ends up getting, like, an inspector on him. And then, like, because he's doing all the stuff behind the Vader, you know, behind the Emperor's back, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's an inspector that, like, comes and is like, I will help you find the rebels for real because you've been failing so much. And then so he's like, there's, like, a guy. We have to be, like, extra super secret now. And so, like, there's, like, a couple of parts where he's, like, almost gonna kill Aphra, and she's like, wait, no, let me go. And he's like, I can't, the guy's watching, I have to kill you.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, but I know the guy's name. You know. So, like, she gets away a few times.
She gets super sad about it, too. Because she thinks that Vader, like, sees her and, like, sees that she's such
like all her potential and skills,
stuff.
Yeah.
But then she was like, he just almost killed me.
When she realizes that she's just a tool.
Yeah.
That he's really ready to throw away. This is all kind of before Vader Down. So when Vader Down happens, she gives him the location of Skywalker, right? And so, you know, she's like, he's on Vroga's Voss or whatever it is. And then... He's like, okay, you better be right, and then goes there, and it's like a rebel base. So he's like intercepted by a squadron of like X-Wings, and he's Darth Vader, so he just like kills them all.
Yeah, but then he thinks that she tried to set him up. And...
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I better like go save him before he thinks that I trapped him.
I think
him or whatever.
The funniest part is when her and Han meet. Because they're, like, kind of, like, the same person, but, like, you know, on opposite
sides. A little bit, yeah.
Like, so then their interaction is super funny.
Yeah.
And the way they think is, like...
That very, like, Indiana Jones energy of Han comes out a little more in this part. Where he's, like, you know, hey, you heard of me? Or something like that.
Yeah, and then
like...
she's, like, well, I'm pretty sure you heard of me.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And then they're, like... Han, you idiot, standing under a hive of bees. Aphra, you idiot, hiding under a thing of bees.
And they both, like, shoot the wasp worm nest, and the wasp worms forget on both of them, and then they run into each other and knock each other out. Although it's, like, way... I kind of enjoy the audio version of that part, because I knew it was going to happen, because I read the comic.
Yeah.
And in the comic, it's, like, funny, but it's also, like, pretty fast and visual. But in the comic, you get to hear them, like, get him off me! Get him off me! Get him off me! Like, and then... This is also the point where, like, Darth Vader kind of gets shot down and all the rebels surrounded him and he has the infamous, like, I am surrounded.
That's
fear and dead men.
That's like, you know, for those who have played Red Dead 2, like, I'm a cowboy, right? I'm a cowboy, and the more that your bounty goes up, like, if you do bad things and you get caught, like, the more bounty hunters will come after you. Like, to the point where I had so much, like, a huge bounty on me that, like, 20 different bounty hunters would come in, like, almost all the time. Like, if you have, like, a $50, like, bounty on your head, there's, like, one or two bounty hunters that come your way every, like, week or so. But if you have a huge bounty, it's almost, like, every, like, 3 hours of the game, like, in-game, that you get, like, a horde of bounty hunters. Mm-hmm. And I kill them all the time. But my thing is, like, if you see that I have this huge bounty on my head, this, like, horrible, like, not agenda, like, streak of killing these people, and why, like, why would you go after this person? Like, if I, like, there's, like, a deadly, like, assassin.
For the bounty.
But you're stupid that you can't get them. They're clearly, there's a reason why they have a huge bounty on their head. There's a reason why everyone's horrified of Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. But it's a video game. Nobody cares.
But they're dumb. Mm-hmm. If I was one of them, I'd be like, we're not going to get him. Let's leave.
That's Commander Carbon, like, one of the guys who's, like, basically Grievous, but with a, like, Mon Cala head. And he's like, Grievous is cool, and I'm an inspiration to me, and I'm going to fight Darth Vader. And then Aphra hits him with his ship. That's that part.
Well.
Like, that's the part that you couldn't really, like, see, but it was actually pretty funny. Mm-hmm. See? Visually.
Oh. That's such a lame way to go.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I kind of enjoyed it. I was like, oh. And then even Aphra's like, man, Vader has the perfect zinger every time. He's like, what about the future? There is no future for you. Dang. Got him. And then also we got Princess Leia laying fools out left and right with hooks.
Yeah, because like in the thing, she gets, well, it's like later, Aphra gets caught. Mm-hmm. I think
caught here, and yeah, then that's what leads to the
she
next.
Gets caught, and they're in like this huge like citadel that's mm-hmm. like near the sun. That must be horrible.
It's called Sunspot Prison.
Yeah,
it's called Rebel probably the graphic novel that has that. I don't have it here. It's called Rebel Jail, and that's when she gets caught. It's because it goes over to the Star Wars comics, so she's over there with them, and like it's a prison that's like right next to a sun. It seems like it sucks.
Yeah. and she wakes up there. Oh, yeah, because then, like, in the audiobook, she was like, Princess has a mean left hook.
Mm-hmm.
And I love hearing that every time because it just it gets so funny. Like, not because, like, oh, Princess is weak. She doesn't have a left mean. Like, I just, like, think it's funny because, like, mm-hmm. she just...
But it's like every, like, cause I read the Star Wars comics, so it's like all the time. Like, she knocks out Aphra, she knocks out the guy who tries to take the prison, she knocks out, like, like every time she just, like, left hooks people to death.
Which, like, is she left handed?
Maybe she just got a mean left hook.
Cause I don't even think.
Maybe she has a better right hook.
She
doesn't use it for fear of instantly killing people.
It's like Ant-Man, like, she has to be careful with hitting people.
Like, she's like a cowboy with a huge bounty that doesn't want to destroy lives.
Hi.
The next, like, Darth Vader thing has no Dr. Aphra in it, but it's called the Shu-Torun War, and it's, like, it's actually really cool. There's this planet called Shu-Torun. It's like a lava planet where they do all this mining, and they mine all these things, and, you know, they're under the gun because the Empire is trying to build all this stuff. So the monarch there... And the like monarchy and the ruling class, it's all very like savage politics stuff. So it's like very brutal. And Vader shows up and like kills the king and is like, all right, you are queen now, so you better get this ish together. Mm-hmm. You know. So eventually, like when the rebels are fighting on the planet, he gets called back to like, you know, help her, and then he ends up killing like some of the like fake, like, the like, Empire's people, the Emperor's people that are, like, trying to kill him. He kills, like, one of them, or maybe. But it's, like, it's a really cool story because I like the Queen. the Queen of Shutorun. And eventually, like, she ends up coming back in the...
I think I remember that.
She ends up coming back in the Star Wars comics. And it's, like, pretty rad because she faces off with, like, Leia.
Does she have a blue dress or something?
Something like that. She has, like, a... It's, like, blue and white.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, there's some cool stuff. I forgot her name. I should read this comic.
I'm not going to remember names. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking because I think I remember that part. But, yeah.
Queen Trios.
She's in the thing. She sees Sana again. And...
Yeah, in the jail.
And
Sana's working with Leia.
Yeah, and I think it's cute because, like, you know, Aphra's, like, speechless. And then Sana's like, wow, never thought I'd have the honor of seeing you speechless. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sad. It's, like, really cute, but it's really sad because, like, you know, like, kind of later that, you know, in school, Aphra was kind of, like, a player and, like, was with a lot of girls. Mm-hmm. But then, like, Sana was, like, the special one. And so, like, mm-hmm. they started just dating. And then, like, they were cool and inseparable and blah, blah, blah. And then they're about to do, like, they're supposed to go on, like, a, not a documented, like, an authorized mission, I guess. Mm-hmm. But Aphra knows that they probably won't authorize it, so she just wants to go and do it.
Okay.
But Sana is like, no, we should go and get it approved and do it, like, the correct way. I'll even go with you and blah, blah, blah. And Aphra's like, nah. And, like, leaves. Mm-hmm. And then Sana is sad. Mm-hmm. And then later, like, they're in a fight, kind of. And then, like, the guy, I don't know who that's supposed to be, but, like, because I don't know who that's supposed to be.
Is it the teacher or the, like, professor or whatever?
No. The guy that, like, tries to, like, kill everyone, all the prisoners.
Oh, okay, so there's, like, a whole other comic where there's this, like, spy mission to Coruscant. This guy's sent to assassinate Palpatine, and he ends up, like, not doing that, obviously. And, like, in the comic, you're, like, not sure whether he, like, but it looks like he gets caught, right? And that's, like, a Star Wars annual, if I'm not mistaken. And then, like, in this series, like, when he reveals himself, if you read that one comic, you're like, oh, it's that guy, Enebrae, or whatever it is. I forgot his name. You know, but it's like, he's like this spy who was sent to assassinate Palpatine. He failed. And now he's coming back because he's like, you guys can't even, like, do the thing that needs, like, the whole thing is he's trying to get Leia to kill Aphra. Because he's like, you
need
to
get him,
prove
get her to kill, like, everyone.
That you have what it takes to win this war. Like, a little bit of, like, kind of a Saw Gerrera vibe,
yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you can't, you're too soft with your left hooks. You know, you can't do what it takes. And then she knocks him out with a left hook.
Yeah.
But, like, of course, like, during the prison break and attack and everything, like, Aphra ends up escaping, but helping them survive and beat this guy. She reprograms some IGRM droids, you know, and they, like, you know, fight against the guy, and, like, Leia ends up knocking him out, and so they, like, kind of win. And
yeah.
Then Sana's like, get out of here.
But then, like, later they say, Sana's like, you know, I went back because they were gonna like kick you out and ban you and blah blah blah. And I blackmailed the professor for you.
Yeah, I told the teacher.
And then Sana was like, you blackmailed for me?
Aphra.
Or sorry, what did I say?
Sana.
Oh, pff. Yeah. Aphra was like, you blackmailed for me?
Was like, ooh woo.
And so, that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sana's sad, but, like, mad, mm-hmm. which is fair. And then, yeah, it doesn't seem like Sana's having great luck with her love life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's dating the same type of person twice in a row now.
I'm trying to think of who the other person is.
No, it's a Han.
Oh, okay, that counts.
It's literally,
I mean, I don't know
same,
if it was in a row, but yeah.
Literally in the same, yeah. Same person.
That definitely seems like it was a good 10 years ago or so.
Yeah. So that...
That seems like it was closer to the film Solo, A Star Wars Story.
So then that happens, and, she... What, like, they end up letting Aphra go?
Yeah, they, like, shoot her out of an escape pod, and she,
yeah,
like,
because
lives.
Aphra, like, helps, kind of.
Yeah.
So Padme's like,
no,
whatever. Oh my God. Okay. Leia is like, fine, you can failed. Go.
You would not qualify
I
for this
cannot.
Trivia.
It's my bedtime.
Uh-huh. You look just like your mother. You have the best parts of your mother. I do, and I'm little. Okay, so they basically shoot her out of an escape pod, and like Aphra's kind of laying low because she knows that she got caught by the rebels, and now she's sort of a liability because she knows all Darth Vader's secrets and all that. So she's kind of like in hiding, and eventually the murder droids find her, 000 and BT. And they're like, we are to bring you directly to the executor. Huzzah! There will be blood. And she's like, really, man? And they're like, but we have a priority order. And she's like, ah, fine. And she's like, no, wait, I'm giving you another priority. No, only one priority order at a time. She's like, what's the order? Take you, deliver you to the executor. Okay, let's go. Ah, we don't even get to kill you or hurt you. And so like they take her to the executor, and then she's like, okay, you fulfilled your primary order? Yes. Okay, new priority order. Get me out of here. You are so annoying, Dr. Aphra. But they get to like knock out a bunch of troopers on the thing. And what happens is that the Emperor is also aboard the executor. So she ends up basically going like, if I talk to Vader's boss, I can get him to like...
Just so whack.
Yeah. So she goes and like talks to the like big honcho.
Like the worst the big cheese. Idea.
Right. So what did you think about that?
I mean, I guess it technically ends up working in her favor, but like, that was just dumb because she literally, like, I couldn't even think of possibly doing that in the fear of like, it's like mom says, you know, like, don't get, this is horrible. Where mom is like, don't get too close with your part, like your boyfriends or your girlfriend's like their parents, because no matter like, if their kid does something wrong, they're always going to love their kid and protect their kid. That's like the Emperor and like Vader is the boyfriend. Like, Aphra went up to this person and was like, yeah, Vader sucks, bro. And the Emperor was like, well, I still love my son. It was a weird analogy, yeah. But like, that's where I was trying to go, where I was like, why would you, like, as much as like, you know, these things are happening, Aphra does not truly know the dynamic of...
No, definitely not.
Like, Vader and Palpatine,
right,
so...
Right.
Not the best move, but it works out in the end.
So, like, all this is happening, and in the comics, like, Vader's actually, like, killing everybody on the executor, including, like, the guy, like, Silo, who's making all the replacements, and fighting his way to, like, the Emperor. And then he gets to the Emperor, and Aphra's like, hey, I just talked to your boss. And he's like, she told me you were backstabbing all this evil, sneaky stuff. Congratulations, what an excellent Sith you are! Yeah. Anyway, throw her out the airlock and come talk to me later. And she's like, wait, what? This is whack. This is the time I died. And then he goes, because like way earlier, we should have said this. We messed up the story.
Did we?
Way earlier when she's like, I know you're going to have to kill me at some point. Just please use the saber. Make it quick. Like, I can't handle the airlock. Like, don't. I can't. Like, it's, like, so painful and so horrifying. It's, like, my greatest fear. And then he, like, walks her to the airlock and is like... And she's like, no. You said. You promised. And he's like, I promised nothing. And throws her out.
Which it is a pretty bad...
And she gets thrown out the airlock and she's, like, dead.
Probably.
And in the comic, he, like, walks back and he, like... This is, like... Basically, the comic starts with him being, like... Okay, I need to figure out this... Rebel who blew up the Death Star stuff, and I am an embarrassment in the Emperor's eyes. And the end of the comic being like, very good, you can have the Executor, which is like the Superstar Destroyer. So like, that's the Vader run. And then there's like a little epilogue where her little body floats and gets used by the magnet, like, because she has all these credits stuffed in her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, you know, like she knew they were going to throw him out the airlock, her out the airlock.
Can you imagine if he did like, be like, oh, you, I promise.
He cuts off two limbs and throws her out. Cybernetics.
Been a little,
She could have been a mod on Tatooine. It's not the same.
She's too cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were cool too, but
give
like...
my girl some robot legs. Dr. Aphra, high jump queen. And she, like, it's Black Chrysanthemum and the murder droids who, like, help her rescue her. Because they, like, she had a whole plan and they disappear. And that's how the Vader comic ends. And that's how the book kind of ends. And then she's just like, I just wanted you to know my adventures. And the audio drama is, like, really, really cool. And I love just Aphra having that voice. And I kind of like the story. I mean, obviously, it's like a retelling of events. But just her point of view, getting in her head for a lot of that stuff. And then all the flashbacks to Sana is a lot of new stuff. Although there is, in the Aphra comic series, there's a lot of her, like, Academy Day kind of stuff in those comics.
I think those were cool.
Yeah. In fact, in the new comics, there's, like, a whole... I'll show you later. There's, like, a really cute cover. And it's, like... her and Sana and Kofan Ferris, and they're just like, hey, we're in school. And it's like very cute because it's like obviously them in school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, Dr. Aphra is definitely still like one of the best comic characters. She's had two comic series so far. The current ongoing stuff is getting nuts. But also there's a lot of stuff happening. Like, Underworld is going crazy right now because there's a rebellion. So that's working out very well for the Underworld.
Yeah. I know we mentioned in the beginning, but I just like how it was all technically dedicated to Sana. And that's why, like, there were a lot of parts where she didn't want to get mushy because less mm-hmm. of, like, because of the audience. Well, definitely because of that, even if it wasn't just Sana. But also just because for Sana, she couldn't open up, which is why one of the big reasons that their relationship couldn't work out. So, you know, having her then open up, like, last minute mm-hmm. was really cool and very sweet. And I was like...
Yeah, I think it's very cute, like, her little... I don't know what you want to call it, I guess. Her...
weakness? Her soft moment?
I would call it, like, her, she's, like, scared of connection, and she's scared of, like, loss, and so she tries to stay, like, keep everybody at arm's length. I like how that kind of plays out. Right, this is the cover I'm talking about. It's Dr. Aphra 19 from the newer series.
Oh, that is cute.
It's very, very cute. And the comics are very, very good recently. So
cutie as Sana.
You're diving into the Aphra series now, so, like, hopefully we'll get to talk about those soon. And if you do knock those out, because you're reading the series that's sort of after these Darth Vader comics and after this audiobook, and it's going to lead into Empire Strikes Back. And then once we cross Empire Strikes Back, like, the new comics after that, like, things start getting a little more crazy. And I really like Alyssa Wong's writing, who's the person that writes Aphra right now. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's really, really solid stuff. There's a lot of new characters, but there's also, like, they bring back some, you know, Sana Starro shows up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So, I don't know. I hope you really enjoy it. I think you will.
Probably.
But, like, the chaotic Aphra energy is there, and I think it jumps up a notch with Alyssa's writing. Alyssa is currently one of my favorite Star Wars comic authors.
There's some, like, all the art is really good, but there's some art in the Aphra that I don't really like because mm-hmm. it gets like they try to go really realistic and I'm like, no, give me like a cute little Aphra because I like the more like cartoony-ish Aphras.
Yeah,
but I think that's just because I like more cartoony art styles.
I forgot the artist for the series that you're reading right now, but like there's a very, there's a playful fun element to whoever's doing the art sometimes that I think that like matches very well with that comic energy.
Yeah, there's one specific panel that I want. I forget what it is. I think she's like, I think she like gets caught by the troopers and she's like, I can't remember now, but I think it was like, she gets caught, but there's like explosions going on. So her little guy is just like, I can't. This is not a video.
Mm-hmm.
But she just makes a face.
She's moving her hands a lot. Oh.
No.
She made a face.
Yeah.
There's like, in this, the Darth Vader series is mostly illustrated by Salvador La Roca. And like, the Darth Vader stuff is like really cool, but a lot of the expressions and like, I think this is an artist that does things like in a very photo, or tries like that's like a semi photorealistic style. So like the Vader stuff comes off great because it's just Vader. It's a robot. Yeah. It's a machine. But also like how you draw Vader, how you shade, like you can make that mask do different expressions and look really cool. But the people in the comic, like, so there's a lot of like weird little like things where they put like very realistic lighting and expressions on a person.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like it works for, like, I guess it works for Vader, but like doesn't work as well. Like I think Afro comic has like depicts that character in so much more frenetic, fun, crazy energy that adds to the enjoyment for me.
I think there should be one that's like super, super like simplistic, tiny, like kind of almost Animal Crossing, like where the hands are just nubs, kind of Afro comic.
Cute, like a Dr. Afro manga.
Yeah, yeah, but like all just chibi.
Fair.
Not like
fair.
Anime. Just chibi.
I might interest you in a manga because there's a few. All right, so I guess you got any last words for Dr. Afro? I really enjoy the audiobook. I think the voice, particularly Afra herself, like giving a voice to that character, specifically if you enjoy the comics, enjoy the character. Even if you don't, I think this is a great introduction to that character. So if you like this audio, like you can go both ways. You can go like, oh, I really like Afra. I'd like to listen to this. Or you can go, this was awesome. I should check out those comics.
You know? I really liked it. It was my second to third time listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Still was great. It's also pretty short, especially because I 2x speed it. So it's 5 hours, but then I turn it to
Oh, don't tell people that. They will be mad at you.
Huh?
No, don't tell people that. They'll come for you.
Why?
They'll be like, how dare you? You diminish the artist's integrity. How dare you listen to Star Wars music fast?
I can't.
John Williams would never.
The first time I did it in 1.5-ish. Not even 1.5, 1.2. Just because I was okay, speed it up a little. I'm trying to make coffees right now. And then for this one, or the last one was 1.2. Five,
yeah.
But just for this one, because we were gonna podcast about it soon, I'm not
saying don't do it. I'm just saying don't tell people.
Okay.
Hey, where can people find you on the interwebs and yell at you for listening to audio dramas at 2.0 speed?
I'm trying to do Star Wars things on TikToks on both mine and the Rogue Rebels. So at Rogue Rebel Sabine, bean as in a bean, like a pinto bean, like frijoles Sabine, or the Rogue Rebels.
What is a great northern bean?
Is it white?
I think so.
That's what I think of great northerns.
How many legumes are there?
I don't know, but I remember I was in a Discord and someone was like, yeah, I don't know I don't know what a cannoli bean is.
Or... is that a garbanzo bean?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No,
is that a chickpea? Is a chickpea a garbanzo bean?
Or... I don't really know.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let's continue and not ask this right now. That one's on me.
I don't. Well, because they said they were like. What's it? It was a certain color of bean.
No. You were at checkyouatonthe.rogue.rebels.com.
Yes, I was on the Rogue Rebels.
At the Rogue Rebels.
Mm-hmm. And
put the phone down. I know there's beans on there.
The Star Wars geek girl. We're not really doing anything right now because we're both very busy with work.
Working.
Yeah, I mean, I have 2 days off, which is a blessing.
What's up?
especially from Disney, where they were like, can you come in on your day off? I'm like,
you won't pay that premium.
So we're busy, but hopefully we'll get together again and talk about Ahsoka. Or maybe we can also talk about Afra. Just us. Well,
keep going on those comics and let's get together and let's do this again.
Yeah.
You live here right now, so.
Live here right now because California.
We're in the same room.
California is really expensive, bro. Mm-hmm.
I told you that. You didn't listen.
I listened, but where else was I supposed to go?
Cheaper place? I don't know.
Where?
Restaurants are everywhere.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, bro. I don't know anywhere.
Okay, all right.
Like, I guess the cheapest place I could think of is like, what, Texas? Texas living is cheap.
Oh, that's the cheapest place, but well, not definitely the cheapest, cheaper.
But that is one of cheap.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you tried Idaho?
So, yeah. Anyway.
Look at all the states and see which flag looks kind of red. Or Mexico. That's cheap.
Yeah, but...
And the food is good.
I can't speak Spanish very well.
That's fair. Okay, well...
Very well.
You can find us speaking English at therogueRebels.com. You can see all of our
Who
things.
Hurt you? Se habla español.
Se habla español, poquito. on all socials, at The Rogue Rebels. We're on your Blue Sky. We're on your TikToks. We're on your Instas. We're on your... Threads?
X.
Twitter, at Rogue Rebels Fam. Bye. This podcast is over.
I can't remember what bean it was, but they were like, oh, my mom, I think it was just a white bean. They were like, I don't know what a white bean is. And I was like, oh, it's super soft. There's also pink beans. And she was like, there's pink beans? And I was like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I would like to try fried beans. Because maybe they're just as good and we're wasting time. Oh,